Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cinco de Mayo on Sports Grid here in 2021. We can celebrate that this year. I'm Craig Mish. Good to see you here on this edition of the show. Fantasy sports today. George Kurtz will be filling in for Davis Maddock. He'll join me in just a few minutes. A lot to get to here on the show today. But before we get to our headlines, do want to mention one thing. I know that there was a lot of drama last night in the Bronx with the Houston Astros coming back for the first time since the entire cheating scandal, but I got to tell you, more than the drama itself, it was good to see passionate fans at a ballpark. And it seemed like even though there were, 12,000, 13,000 fans, it definitely felt like there were 40,000. And I think that that was something that was good to see. Another thing that I wanted to get to before we get to the headlines here at the top of the hour is I have been watching baseball, watching fantasy baseball, playing fantasy baseball for a long time. Boy, the injuries this year are, I'm sorry, but they're like no other. And maybe because it's the big names, maybe because the White Sox have lost two of their players that you may have taken in the first five rounds. Maybe it's because Yelich is back on the injured list or Juan Soto spent some time with me. I mean, I can keep going. And it hasn't been of the season-ending variety, but a lot of it has been at least of the 10-day variety. I've just never had to navigate anything like this in my life. Now, fortunately for me, I haven't been crushed, knock on wood, find some wood to knock on. But as of right now, I'm still at least competing in these leagues. All right, let's get to our headlines here at the top of the show. Steph Curry with another monster game last night. Shot lights out. Yeah, the lights actually went out last night in New Orleans. Steph Curry did not win that game along with the Warriors, by the way, but he has been so good. We'll talk about him again coming up in our fantasy standouts. Yeah, the Yankees took care of the Astros in the return to the Bronx. It was quick. It was painless. Zach Greinke did not have his best stuff. And the Yankees get a little bit of revenge, although they'll never feel like they got full revenge in that one. Christian Yelich, after one day returning to baseball, back on the injured list. We'll hear from him coming up in a few minutes. Jacob deGrom scratched from his start yesterday with right lat inflammation. And the hope is he could make his next start, but you know how this goes. And then finally, some football news as well. Broncos right tackle Juwan James will miss the entire 2021 season. The Broncos are kind of up against it. We also have a little bit of breaking news to get to here on the show. But before we do that, the Yankees again played the Astros last night. The intensity was there. The emotions were there. Yankees, of course, feeling cheated from a couple of years ago in the postseason. And Aaron Boone said the game had a little bit of everything.
It was intense. It was. I mean, you could feel it when you walked out there. When I walked out, you know, 15 minutes before the game, it got your attention, certainly.
We're bringing George Kurtz, my co-host for today. And George, that was one of the more compelling games, I think, of the season, that it didn't matter really what the outcome was. But to see the fans just really showing up and having a good time with it, I mean, I miss that part of the game in all sports.
I think we all do, right? I mean, I'm the kind of, when I watch a baseball game, I'm not always watching the game, you know, staring at the TV. You know, it's on in the background. You're doing other things. Maybe I'm writing, research, whatever it might be. I remember thinking at one point, like, wow, there are only about 10,500 fans in the stands in this game. It sounded louder. You know, listen, I'm all for the fans. You want to boo, you want to, you know, take it out on the Astros for what happened there. I could probably do without the nastiness of some of it. I mean, the F-bombs that were going on, the chanting. I'm probably not for that. There are a lot of kids in the stands, so I don't know if I go for that. But and listen, I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm also the first to tell you, the Yankees cheat too. Everybody cheats. The Astros got caught. All right, they were blatant about it, but don't kid yourself. Every team is cheating here. They're just, you know, hey, you got caught. You're not cheating. You're not trying and all that. So that's why I don't get all upset about this as a Yankee fan. Oh, my God, the Astros stole it. Yeah, they made it obvious with the, you know, the trash cans. And I certainly believe Altuve had a button or a buzzer on his chest. Don't give me this crap that, I didn't want – my wife doesn't want me to show without my shirt. What? You can't even think of a better excuse than that. I mean, I thought that was a bit above and beyond here. But I thought it was great last night to see the fans, the passion involved. It's just good to see fans in the stands.
Yeah, and they're going to be increasing in most places across the country. I know the state of New York is going to be expanded for vaccinated people in the stands too. The one place that we haven't been able to get fans back is in Canada, as it was announced today that the Toronto Blue Jays – are moving from Dunedin and are going back to Buffalo. Wow, okay. So I guess, George, the whole idea of playing in Dunedin for the first month was because it was too cold. But I got to tell you, like, I understand because just the restrictions are different in Canada. I mean, I thought the Blue Jays would be back in Toronto in June. Now I'm not confident they return at all.
No. We've been talking about this really all hockey season, right? It's really affected the NHL here, who have seven NHL teams across Canada, and we don't know what they're going to do in the playoffs. You know, and this playoffs are going to run about the same time as June, late May, June. That's when playoffs are going to go there. What's going to happen in round three? If Canada doesn't open up, and we don't expect them to open up, Greg, we don't. Are they going to have to play their, you know, semifinals and finals in an American city with no Canadian games? It looks that way right now. I think, listen, real quick, the reason why the Blue Jays, it's too cold in Buffalo to play in April, May, too hot to play outside in Florida in June, July, August. Maybe September you get back in Canada. I think that's your best case scenario.
Yeah, it's kind of up against it. All right, we will take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our NBA fantasy standouts as we're closing in on the end of the NBA season. Also, our baseball standouts from last night as well. Stay on the grid. Craig and George here with you.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See lowes.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
would have been really hard to top Monday night's NBA. That did not happen yesterday, but a lot of really good performances for those of you who were playing on FanDuel yesterday. We'll get to a game coming up against the spread in just a little bit. Knicks and Nuggets tonight. Brett Levy, our producer, will give you a selection against the spread. Looking forward to that. All right, so let's take care of our fantasy standouts for those of you who are playing DFS or in a season-long league from Tuesday night. Giannis is absolutely scorching toward the finish line. 36 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. Between Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, you can see here 70 points. Kyrie with 38 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. KD, 32 points, 9 rebounds, 6 steals, 6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Steph Curry, 37 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. And Brett Lonzo Ball, back in action, 33 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. You know why I like Lonzo Ball, Brett? Because I was told a month ago he wasn't going to play the rest of the season, and he decided to come back and play. Maybe this strengthens his hold on the Rookie of the Year. I don't think anybody else would possibly win it. He's been the best among a very soft, I think, rookie class this year. But I'm happy that he's back and playing well again. It's good for the game.
Yeah, so actually, Craig, you're talking about LaMelo Ball, his younger brother. But
my bad.
But yeah, he's been fantastic too. But Lonzo Ball won the game last night for the Pelicans down the stretch. He was huge in the fourth quarter, hit the three to tie up the game, then hit the go-ahead basket. And, you know, that's not typically what we associate with Lonzo's skill set. Typically we view him as a great passer and a lengthy defender and a guy that, you know, helps facilitate the offense. So to see him take over the game was really impressive last night. Steph Curry, you know, was shooting the lights out. The lights physically went out. Then he came back ice cold. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully it's not the end of his hot streak. He was doing some incredible things. And if the Warriors have any hopes of advancing in these play-in games, Craig, they're going to need Steph Curry to be firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I'm looking at the NBA's matchups here for the Eastern Conference, and it looks like, Brett, there's a chance that the Bucks will play the Miami Heat again. The Heat lost last night. What do you think about that matchup? Do you think it's just as simple as, again, the Heat had everything going for them last year, and now they're going to have to take it on the chin to the Bucks? Do you think they could beat them again?
Well, I think it's going to be a fun series to watch, Craig. I know it's going to be very competitive, because Miami's has these players that are fantastic two-way players. And in the postseason, the playoffs, everything slows down a little bit. A lot of half-court sets. You know, teams get a little more creative on defense. You see a lot more switching, actually, to stop these, you know, one-on-zero penetrations to the rim, force help defenders. It's a lot of more isolation basketball in the postseason. And we saw how good the Heat were against Milwaukee last year. So that would be a series I'd be inclined to watch. I do think the way these teams have been playing all year, I would lean Milwaukee in that series. I would expect them to come out on top. But, you know, we've seen these Bucks in the playoffs look fantastic in the regular season before and then come up short. So who's to say that can't happen again?
All right, Brett, thanks again. We'll check in with you coming up against the spread, Knicks and Nuggets. Brett has his pick tonight coming up in about 20 minutes from now. So check back out with us for more NBA at that time. All right, George Kurtz with us to talk some baseball. Robbie Grossman last night, 3 for 3, 3 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. Austin Meadows hit 2 home runs yesterday, 2 hits, 5 runs driven in, and 2 runs scored. Giancarlo Stanton is having a nice start to the month of May, 4 for 5, 1 home run, 3 RBIs. Also scored a run. Dylan Cease of the White Sox had his best start ever. 6 innings pitched, 11 strikeouts, 1 hit, 3 walks, and picked up the win. And someone we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the show, too, is Waskar Hinoa. 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 4 hits, 2 walks. He picked up the win. He also hit a grand slam in the game. It was his second home run of the season. And George, I just don't think anyone had Hinoa of the Braves as their best starter on May 5th, 2021, before this season. And you had a lot of good choices. You had Charlie Morton. You had Max Fried. You had Ian Anderson. You had Drew Smiley. Really solid options. But Hinoa looks like their best guy.
he looks great right now. I mean, absolutely great. He's on fire. We talked about him yesterday for DFS, right? That he was a lower option if you wanted to go there. We talked about Dylan Cease as well, who pitched great there. So I don't want to say, you know, is saving the Braves right now, because they're still really not the team we thought they'd be. They are going to get Max Fried back today, right? He's going to be activated off the IL and start today. At least last we heard he is. Assuming that game gets played, we're going to have rain up and down the East Coast. So that could be issues today with DFS. But yeah, he's been great. He's 3-1. I'm riding him right now. I do believe in the hot player. I do. And I'm riding. He's pitching well. He's feeling it. He looks confident. And he can hit, which is always a bonus. Don't get me wrong. I don't expect him to hit home runs every time. But, you know, he's made, what, 5 starts, 2 home runs? He's not afraid, which is the greatest thing here. I am a proponent of the DH in both leagues, Craig. I'm tired of the pitcher hitting. I'm tired of pitchers getting hurt because they're running the base and doing stupid stuff like that.
Right.
But it's always a bonus, someone like DeGrom, someone like, who can help themselves with the bat or at the very least not hurt themselves.
Do you look at the division and still think, George, especially from a betting perspective, that it is the Braves to lose? So somebody asked me that question yesterday. I still think it is. I still think they are. Maybe the field looks a little bit closer because they're all bunched up together. Philly, Washington, and even the Mets and Marlins are right there too. But do you still think it's Atlanta's to lose?
Well, it's a strange division because coming in, I thought this was the best division in baseball. Well, top to bottom, I thought it was the best division in baseball. Not that they had the greatest teams. I think the Dodgers and Padres are better teams, at least coming in before the injuries happened here. But I thought this was the best overall division here. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? The Marlins are in last place, yet they're the only team in this division that has a plus run differential. They're plus 10. Everyone else is at least negative 11 and on. So that's weird. And I keep telling, I live in New York. I have plenty of Met fans, and I keep telling them, you know, you're not going to be happy with the Marlins in about 2 years. When that pitching matures, if they get hitting, my God, that's going to be a team no one wants to ever hit against, with Alcantara, Sanchez, Cabrera. Now you can go on and on with that young pitching there. You know, these guys are all going to throw the ball 100 miles an hour. Good luck. But this year may be a little early there. To answer your question, yeah, I do. You know, I think the fact that everything's still bunched, everybody's within 2 games of each other. Braves are only a game and a half out of the first place, yet they've struggled. That's going to get fixed. All right, their pitching's going to get better. You know, you mentioned, though, their 4 starters. I mean, when those guys are healthy, Fried, Anderson, now, which is just amazing, Morton. And they still got Soroka coming back June-ish, somewhere around there, it looks like. So they have guys coming back, reinforcements, and I think they'll make a trade if they have to. So, yeah, I'm going to give them the edge. I did like the Mets, but as we joked about during the break, this team is cursed. I don't know what's going on here, but they should get Carrasco back at some point next week. He's going to make another rehab assignment on Sunday. That's reinforcements again. That's good. Stroman's pitched well. He's going to pitch today, I believe. He had a little, I think it was a hamstring thing, but he's okay. DeGrom, he'll be okay. He might miss a start or two, but he'll be okay. If the Mets can figure out Lindor and figure out whatever's going on behind the scenes there, I think they'll be a threat as well.
Yeah, and look, I think that Lindor is kind of the key to get them going. Maybe that will happen. Maybe it won't. We'll see if these new coaches that they've hired will mean anything for Lindor. There's just really no telling at this point. Just to be focused on injuries at this stage, George, just real quick, 30 seconds. Let's say you have Christian Yelich and Jacob deGrom in a fantasy league right now. Which one would you rather have healthy starting right now if you had to have one?
DeGrom, he's just so good. Yelich didn't play, even when he played last year, it wasn't all that great. You know, you wonder if the things are going wrong there. He came back one game, got the back injury again. Backs are tricky. This may be something that lingers all year. Does he have to be managed now? When now he can't play 5 days a week, can't play day game after a night game, stuff like this. Give me DeGrom. I want that dominant starter.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, fair enough. Coming up next, we have a game starting in about 10 minutes from now. We're going to preview it for you, the White Sox and Reds. Also, we'll take a look at the Giants and Rockies. Our DFS schedule is off and running. We'll get some picks today. For those of you who are playing DFS on FanDuel, stay on the grid. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Your heart's racing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and George Kurtz in for Davis Maddock. George and I will be here tomorrow as well. Davis will return on Friday. Before we get to the games today, I have a question for you, George, because I know how much you know you enjoy work and working here for Sports Grid, but every once in a while you've been known to have fun in life and take a day off. The Yankees and Mets are expanding the crowds in their respective ballparks, especially for those who have been vaccinated. The question I have from George Kurtz on the FanDuel Sportsbook, it says George Kurtz's games attended in person in 2021, and the line is a half. Over or under George Kurtz attending games in 2021?
Well, I would attend games. Okay, I'm vaccinated, so I'm fine going out. My wife's a nurse, so she has no problems with it. I literally just this morning, I got tickets for Genesis at the New Islanders Arena in Belmont, and that's December 10th. So I'm going to see that concert there. I'm going to say the over. I don't know if I'll get to a Yankee game. I don't. That's a hike for me, but I imagine I'll get to an Islander game in the new arena. The question is, do I get to it before in 21 or 22? But it is a new arena. I grew up in Elmont. I lived there for 20 years, so I know exactly where it is, and I don't mind going back to the area. So I'll go the over here, but I wouldn't be betting big money on this. I think that would be a losing proposition. There's a chance that I don't get to one.
Is Genesis with Phil Collins tour?
It is. That's why I'm going. Yeah, that's why I'm going. He can't play drums anymore. Whatever physical thing he had, he can't play drums. His son plays drums, I think Nick Collins. But it's with everybody else. So I think it'll be their last tour. They're calling it the last domino from one of their songs. And I'm a huge Genesis fan. So I am looking forward to that on December 10th at the Belmont Arena. Whatever they're calling it. I don't remember the name.
I wonder if they're coming to Florida. I may have to check that. I haven't been to a concert in a year and a half, I think. I mean, the last actual concert that I went to was, you know him very well, I'm sure, the group Heart. Remember Heart?
Yes. Yes. Big Heart fan.
Yeah, that was the last
concert. You'll never guess the last concert I was to. The last concert I was at? Oh, God, whatever. You may remember this from Sirius. They used to make fun of me. They used to have this as my promo, my intro music. Weird Al. I went to a Weird Al concert probably about 2 years
ago. I remember that. You were a big Weird Al guy. I do remember that now that you say it.
I still am too.
So, yeah, last year was my last – or 2019 was my last concert. Okay, back to baseball we go. Let's knock it out here. We got a game starting, in like 8 minutes. So those of you who want to bet it, we better give some advice. White Sox playing at the Reds. Could be some runs scored in this game, although two pretty decent pitchers, I think. Dallas Keuchel on the mound for the White Sox. Sonny Gray on the mound for the Reds. Gray, George, had not been pitching well and not feeling well, but he looked really good his last time out that he pitched. And, of course, the White Sox playing a little undermanned. No Eloy Jimenez and no Lewis Robert. And as I took a look at their lineup, I did see Billy Hamilton playing. That's not something that I'm a huge fan of. But I won't let that jade my opinion, George. How about you? Who do you like today? Cincy minus 132 or plus money with the White Sox?
The White Sox coming up the 9-0 shellacking of the Reds last night, right? Dylan Cease pitched great. Dallas Keuchel, fly ball pitcher in a ballpark where the ball likes to go out, right? The Great American Small Park here. No Castellanos for the Reds. He's out with a back injury. Certainly not going to start. We'll see if he comes back later. I mean, the first thing I look at, Whenever I see an over-under of 8 in small park, I want to hit the over, but no Robert, no Jimenez, no Castellanos. I mean, a lot of guys missing here. I'm still liking the Sox here. I'm liking the plus 116. It, like I said, it wouldn't be anything big here, but I like the Sox, and I'm going to take a shot at the over as well. It's just a number. I'm betting the number more than anything else. I know Gray pitched well. I agree with you. This could be a sucker bet here, but I'm going to go with the over here in the Sox.
Yeah, and Billy Hamilton gets to go home here and play in Cincinnati today. Also, we have a lineup for the White Sox. I'll just run down real quick, those of you who are interested. Anderson, Madrigal, Moncada, Abreu, Vaughn, Grandal, Garcia, Hamilton, and Keuchel. Keuchel's got a hit. And for the Reds, as George mentioned, no Castellanos. So it's Senzel, Winker, Votto, Eugenio Suarez, Moustakas, Stevenson, Naquin, Jonathan India, and Sonny Gray. I'm seeing the Rockies lineup today, so I want to go through that here. But first, let's take a look at the game. That's a 3:10 Eastern game at Coors. There's actually a player that I have that I picked up in fantasy who's playing in this game, ironically, today. I've been waiting for this. 3:10 Eastern. Giants are minus 118. Rockies are even money. Why, George? Because it's anybody's game. Logan Webb is not very good, but it's the Rockies. A lot of runs could possibly be scored. It's actually a player who I picked up this week just because you could never trust the Rockies, I think, in reality or fantasy. His name is Alex Trejo. He's playing second base for them today. I actually have him in an NL league. Matt Adams is crushing all my dreams with CJ Cron. He's back in the lineup today, batting at sixth. So Coors game over is always in play. Who wins this game today, George? It looks like about even on FanDuel today.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I certainly lean towards the Rockies. John Gray, for the most part, has been good. For Coors Field, he's been great. So I lean towards the Rockies here. But it's another game where the first thing I look at, you give me an over-under of 10? For Coors Field, that's not much. They scored 16 and 14 in the two doubleheaders yesterday. 16 runs in the first game, 14 in the second one. Those were in 7 innings. All right, you're going to give me at least 9 more outs, maybe 12 more outs. I'm going to go the over here. I feel better about the over, but it's another game where it wouldn't be anything big, but I'm going to go Colorado over.
All right, and finally, another afternoon game to sink your teeth into here a little bit, Baltimore and Seattle. Another game where relatively the juice is more or less even, telling you that Seattle is minus 124. Home team's always going to get a little bit. They're not getting much. You can get a little plus money on Baltimore. John Means has been good again for the Orioles, George, this season. Yusei Kikuchi definitely better than what we saw the last year with him, for sure. No doubt he's better than that. But Seattle's gotten off to a nice start. I don't know that there's a ton of belief in them. The Orioles have also probably gotten off to a better start than some people thought. You like Seattle today? You like Baltimore? You want to wait for lineups? How do you feel about this one?
Well, the afternoon games, you always want to wait for lineups, right? Because you're always afraid that guys may be sitting out of the lineup day game after a night game. Catcher certainly may not play. But then again, for these two teams, all right, now I want to make sure Mullins is in, Mancini for Baltimore. Maybe you want to make sure Hanager's in for Seattle. Other than that, I don't know if I care about anybody else. That being said, I think this line is wrong. You know, I like Baltimore a lot in this game. Means is very good. He's not Cole good, DeGrom good. He's very good. You give me straight up, you know, when I'm not playing a minus against Seattle. Yeah, give me Baltimore and Means. I think I've had for 3 of his last 4 starts. He's pitched well. I'm going Baltimore. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going Baltimore.
Yeah, and look, the Orioles, you mentioned Mullins. Mullins has had a really nice season. 2 out of their 5 pitchers have done fairly well. But, George, the story for the Orioles this season, the reason why they're not just horrible is, and I'm sure you've been following, but they have this closer named Cesar Valdez, who they just kind of found out of nowhere. He doesn't throw a fastball. He throws 70 and 80 miles an hour changeups and nothing else, and he gets everybody out. I don't know how many saves he's going to rack up, because my guess is on July 31st, George, he's on another team. But he has been a monster surprise. And by the way, no other pitcher's doing what he's doing. Maybe others should consider it.
I'm not so sure he can break a pane of glass with his fastball. I don't think he can. He is a soft thrower. In fantasy, I think he's the definition of sell high. All right, we all need saves in fantasy. People cry for them all the time. I don't think he's going to be a closer for long. I think you're absolutely right. I think by July 31st, even if he is pitching this well, he's traded. He'll be on a new team, maybe before then. He's certainly not a long-term guy there, but I could also see him losing his job because eventually the league figures it out. Okay, we got to sit back on this guy. He can't throw the ball by us. Take him the other way, that sort of thing. And I think he'll start to get hit eventually once the league catches up to him. So I think he's a big-time sell high in fantasy.
And then over to Seattle for a minute. Do you buy the first month of their season, month plus, that this is who they are? I know they're going to get reinforcements. They have Jared Kelenic coming up, of course, and they've played – some people feel like they've played a little bit above their heads, but you could also look at Marco Gonzalez and say that he was their best pitcher the last 3 years, and he's gotten off to an awful start.
Listen, I wish good things on Seattle. Nothing bad to say about Seattle. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because I don't see it lasting long. I just don't. This is not a very good team. I want Kelenic to come up. You know, we've all been waiting for him. It's kind of ridiculous that he's still down there. And in a perfect world, he would have started the season with the team. And plus, I want to see all of my Met fan friends just, you know, cry every time he hits a home run. He's batting 350 and, you know, doing all magical things there to remind them of the Cano trade there. I'm that kind of guy, yeah. So I think it's a great start for Seattle. It's good to see, but this is still a major rebuild here. I think they're a couple of years away minimum.
What's your favorite Weird Al Yankovic tune these days? What are you pumping in your phone?
I think once again, if you're going to go old school, I Lost on Jeopardy is always makes me laugh. You know, there's some great new tunes as well. He had Virus Alert, I think, is funny about all the stuff that could happen to your pretty much your life due to viruses. So I like the, you know, listen, I think he's very talented. It's funny. It makes me laugh. And I do like the parodies of making fun of all the songs. Eat It was the first one I ever heard. Another one, yeah. Rides the Bus, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Listen, I like to enjoy. It's fun. I've been to a couple of his – I know it's scary. Nerd alert again. I've been to a couple of his concerts. The man makes me laugh. And my daughter loved him. And she wanted to go, so I took her.
Yeah, listen, he's been very popular. He was just in something over the last couple of years pretty prominently. I can't remember what it is. It's escaping me, but I definitely remember seeing him in something very recently. Okay, that's our picks against the spread in terms of baseball. Coming up next, it's time for us to take a look at the late slate over DFS on FanDuel. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to play a little bit of a game of sell high, buy low, on some action in fantasy baseball, so make sure you stay tuned to that. We're also going to dive into a little NHL for the first time in a long time. Now, we've done some fantasy or reality questions about hockey here, but George is our resident expert. He, along with Cam and Gabe, on the NHL. So we thought, while we have him here, let's take advantage of it, and we'll do that coming up as well. You're watching Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, George Kurtz in for David. Be right back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Those of you getting ready for the evening slate playing DFS on FanDuel, make sure always that players are playing in your lineup. Make sure that you're allowed to make late changes to this. We're going to focus on the 7 o'clock Eastern slate, and we do have a number of good starting pitchers, I think, to go through, but I'm going to run through all of these here. You make your decision based on who you think is best. George will give his advice. I'll give mine as well. Let's start off with the pitching slate, George, for tonight, and Shane Bieber leads the way at 12,200 for the Cleveland Indians. Yu Darvish is 11,800. Walker Buehler is 10 on the nose. Freddy Peralta of the Brewers, what a great start to his season he's had at 9. Chris Bassett for the Red Hot, always ace, it seems like, 8,600. And then if you would dare start Robbie Ray, I don't know the answer, George, because he could go out there, throw 6 innings, strike out 12. He could throw 2 innings, give up 12 runs. I don't know what he'll do tonight. Who do you like in the pitching slate tonight?
Well, it's funny. Bieber's not on my list anymore. Did something happen with that game? No, it's 8-10. It can't be canceled already.
The game starts earlier in Cleveland. Is that why?
There he is. No, I got it now. He's back. I had to refresh. That was my bad. And I bring that up because, listen, if you listened to the show before us, Jared Smith went off because apparently Angel Hernandez is behind the plate in this Bieber start tonight. So he can no longer trust Bieber. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little silly for me personally. I'm not worried about Angel Hernandez calling balls. He can go both ways. He can go balls that should be strikes or strikes that should be balls. So you never know what you're going to get with him. But there are so many home plate umpires. We can go on and on about this. I hate the home plate umpire. You know, K-zone can't come fast enough for me. Bottom line is this. If you want to pay up, just like we talked about last night, you know, for the top pitch, if you want to pay up, Bieber's a fine choice at 12-2. Generally, I'm going to play multiple lineups. That's why I usually do that. And one lineup is going to have the top starter. I'm always going to have a Bieber at DeGrom, a Cole in there. Cole goes tomorrow. But it may not be my main lineup. My main lineup may be more spread out a little bit. I like to differentiate things. I do like Freddy Peralta tonight. No Bryce Harper for the Phillies, as I don't think he'll be in the lineup again. They said he'd be out a couple of days. We'll check on that. The only issue with Peralta is I don't know if he's going to find the box tonight. He's the definition of a pitcher who's 3 true outcomes. He's either going to strike you out or walk you, it seems like that. People don't get too many hits off of him. I'm okay with Robbie Ray. You don't want to go down to 8,000. I'm not going Max Fried. I don't go players really at any position first game back from an injury. We don't know if he's going to have a pitch count, an inning count. He's going to go 3 innings, 4 innings, 7 innings, 9 innings. I don't know. You know, and generally I kind of believe it won't be that far. So those are my guys tonight. I'm going to have Freddy Peralta. I think it's going to be my favorite guy tonight. But I'm the first person to tell you it is a gamble if he has an off night and he's walking people around the bases.
Yeah, I would agree. But Peralta's looked fairly solid to start the season. And they definitely need him with Burns being out for sure. But interesting call for sure. By the way, before we get to first base catcher, how many contests in general do you play, George, per day? Do you play more than one a day or do you stick to one?
Almost always more than one. I didn't really even feel comfortable with one. And if Colorado's playing a team with a good offense, I might have just a stack on Colorado. That's its own little game here. It also depends. Mm-hmm. I don't like playing small slates. I know some people do. We haven't really seen that this year, by the way. You know, tonight there's, 16 games today.
Right.
16. Might be a normal 15. So I'll play 3, 4. I mean, there's a lot of factors. I used to play much more, Craig, before gambling became much more popular, much easier to do. It could be 8, mm-hmm. 9, 10, 12 slates, but generally it's about half that, 3 or 4 or 5.
Okay, fair enough. All right, move over to first base and catcher. We'll see if we can pique your interest, George, on anyone here. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 3,900. Freeman, 3,700. Reese Hoskins, 3,600. Jared Walsh has moved his way all the way up to 3,500 and climbing for the Angels. Matt Olson, 3,500. Carlos Santana, 3,400 tonight. So pretty evenly matched chalk here, 39 for Guerrero, even down to 35 for Olson. You just basically have to pick a winner here. I don't think the salary would matter. Who do you like?
Yeah, I agree with you, right? The prices really aren't prohibitive at all here. And in that case, aren't you always sort of leaning towards Vlad? You know, even when he makes outs, he crushes the ball. Right? Hits the ball hard. I love Freddie Freeman too. You can never go wrong with Freddie. And another guy you know that I like, if you're looking for a guy, if you do need to save a couple $100, Jordan Montgomery's pitching for the Yankees tonight. Soft-throwing left-hander. How about Yuli Gurriel? You know, you're taking a chance here. Not a great player, of course. Good, solid ball player. You hope when he puts one out tonight. I can go for Gurriel for $3,200.
Okay, let's move over to second base. And Whit Merrifield is the highest-priced second baseman for the Kansas City Royals. Jose Altuve got booed unmercilessly last night. $3,400 for him. Chris Taylor, $3,300 of the Dodgers. Ozzie Albies of the Braves, $3,200. boy, Josh Harrison has been a huge surprise. 3,100 he is tonight. Marcus Simeon, 3,100 as well. But yeah, I mean, George, Josh Harrison, what was he on the – he was on the verge of not playing anymore, I'm guessing. But he has kept Washington afloat with Juan Soto out. He's had a really nice start.
What do you think about Harrison? He's really only playing also because Carter Kaboom went kaboom, right? He didn't play all that well right. in spring training. They sent him down. By the way, the Kaboom's playing better now. They think they've reworked his swing, and he might eventually be back here, but will there be a spot for him when he's back now that Harrison is playing so well? Do I think that comes to an end eventually? Sure, I do. You know, eventually Harrison will go back to the means here. I would never play Altuve, by the way. He's in a massive slump. What is it, 2-for-37 or 2-for-27, something like that. Yeah. They were talking, and the Yankee fans, I think, aimed – they don't like Correa. They don't like Bregman, but they hate Altuve. You know, for, you know, once again, it's for the shirt thing and the buzz of the Yankee fans, truly. And I believe it as well. I think he had one. So the Yankee fans, they were aiming all their – hatred at him, and that's going to continue tonight. But he does have an easier matchup, but I can't pay that price, not for a guy who's in this kind of slump here. So I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to go look at lower end guys here. I could see Nick Solak, Texas at 3,000 if you need to save some money. Listen, LeMahieu, hard not to like him at 3,000. Hasn't been the same start that he had last year, and he's not probably a not home close. Run guy. You want to be careful tonight. I keep saying this. I live in New York. The weather here is not good. You know, they probably could play through it if they wanted to, but they play Houston tomorrow, 1 o'clock already. They could just make it a doubleheader there if they want to wash this game out tonight. If they do play, they will be playing through the raindrops. I don't think it's supposed to monsoon, but it is not a nice day here. It is like a cold, rainy, a November rain, according to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Sunny and hot here in South Florida today. Let's move over to third base.
I hate
and
you.
Take a look at Jose Ramirez, 4,100. Your choice, George, not mine. Chris Bryant, 3,900. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 3,900. Alex Bregman, 38. Justin Turner is having a great season at 37. And then Rafael Devers, always a pretty good option, 3,700. Who do you got at the hot corner?
Well, Devers dealing with a sore shoulder. I think he plays tonight, but we don't know for sure. You're going to want to check that lineup absolutely tonight to make sure he's on there. You know, my first thought, just from looking at names, you know, Chris Bryant, so hot. He might be someone you want to take a look at. That's Walker Buehler he's going up against. All right, so we can't go there. Anthony Rendon, we don't know if he's going to play, right? Because he fouled the ball off his foot, or his leg, and we don't know if he'll be in the lineup. So some of these options we're sort of losing right away. I do like Jose Ramirez. This might be a position I pay up for, especially if I already have Vlad going at first. Then maybe I pay up for Jose Ramirez going up against, I forget who he's going to go. Singer, right? Singer with the calf injury, but he's going to pitch tonight. I can see myself going for Bregman, too. You know, I mentioned Gurriel. I like Bregman as well. Hit a home run last night. Also made a terrible error, which really shouldn't have been on him, by the way. It should have been on Gurriel, who should have come off the base there. And Justin Turner. Now, I can certainly see going that direction as well. Justin Turner came in, hit a home run in that second game last night. The Dodgers got swept by the Cubs.
Right.
Didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr., 4,300 for the Padres tonight as they host the Pittsburgh Pirates. We also look at Trey Turner, who is having a nice year. Probably the starting shortstop, I would say, at the All-Star game, 3,800. Javier Baez, 3,500. Boy, his defense is now somewhat questionable, too. Xander Bogaerts, 3,500. Corey Seager, 3,500. Bo Bichette, 3,500 as well. So would you pay up for Tatis tonight against Brubaker, who's been pretty good? Where do you pivot off him and go somewhere else?
I think you have so many good options here. I mean, I can go any of the top four or five guys here. Give me Tatis, give me Turner, Bichette, or Bogaerts. I'm good with any of these guys. Truly am. Tatis coming off a day off. I kind of like that. I kind of like players who get the day off, especially Tatis is a little banged up here. I am probably leaning towards Tatis. Brubaker, I think, once again, is you know, he's going to turn him back into a pumpkin at midnight eventually here. So if I've saved money other places, I could see myself going Tatis. But this is another place, which is – I love when I have options like this. If I need to save the $800, $600, I can go Bogaerts without an issue here. Bichette, no problems, and I still feel very confident in my lineup.
All right, and let's close it out with the outfield. Mike Trout, 4,500. Byron Buxton has a pretty good matchup, although I don't know a lot about Yang, the pitcher for Texas, 4,000. Ronald Acuna Jr., 4,300. JD Martinez, 4,200. Bryce Harper, 4,100. And George Springer, 4,100. So I mean, look, we'll wait and see what happens with Harper and Springer. I mean, Harper, you mentioned, I don't anticipate him playing. I don't know what's going on with Springer, honestly. He came back, they said he was winded, and that's why he hasn't played the last couple of days. I don't know if I believe that, George. May have to go for a cheaper option if you're going to fill out the outfield tonight.
You mean teams might lie to us, Greg? They wouldn't tell us the truth?
Possible.
Yeah, they're calling it, like, tired legs? What the hell is tired legs? All right, so, yeah, I think he came back too soon. I don't think he was ready. Obviously, he's not ready. Right now he plays one game. Now he's sitting for two again. I don't know if he's going to play. No, I'm not starting Springer. Even if I knew he was in the lineup, I'm not starting him. I need to see him play. He may not play the entire game. Not playing Harper, that can't happen either. So I'll pass on him. Acuna, I'd be confident with, but you're right. We may need to save money someplace here. Otani, you need to check to make sure if he's going to be a pitcher or an outfielder tonight, right? Because he's he's pitching as well. And is he going to bat? I assume yes, but I never know for sure there. I like Nelson Cruz as well. He's hitting a ton here. I'm not going to go with Soto. I mentioned I don't like going with guys first game back from the IL. I want to see them play a game or two first before they go that direction. Reyes would be an option. I won't go Alvarez lefty on lefty, but there are plenty of outfield options. You want to spend on Trout? I'm never going to argue you there either.
Yeah, Ohtani tonight, by the way, George, we get a little break here, 9:38 p.m. Eastern start. For me, once those games hit past 10, I usually don't get more than an hour of the game. I've seen every single one of Ohtani start, maybe not start to finish, but I've seen at least some of them. But I feel like I get a little bit of a break tonight against the Rays. Last night, I went to the Marlins-Diamondbacks game. It was a 6:40 Eastern start. So I get home and then I just like watch the rest. Very hard to watch all of the games while I'm at a game. I feel like I should be probably focused on the game that I'm at. But this is my must-see TV game tonight, Rays Angels.
Awesome. I think Ohtani's been fantastic, right? We know he can hit, right? He's been hitting home run doubles and he's just great. I'd like to see him pitch a more – now when I say complete game, I don't mean nine innings, but pitch a game. Go six, seven innings. You know, don't be wild when he sometimes is. I like to see that. But he's pretty close to about as much a player as we have for must-watch TV as we have in baseball. Right, he is. And he's going to pitch too, pitch and hit. Double bonus. I'm with you here. I'll be watching the game as well.
Yeah, no, that's mine tonight for sure. Also a little interest to see if the A's can keep playing as well as they have. They host the Blue Jays tonight. And Chris Bassett, who's on one of my teams, will start against Robbie Ray, who we talked about earlier. So compelling baseball games for sure. But I got to tell you, the NBA has a couple of really big marquee games tonight. One of them has a lot of interest in playoff positioning for sure. Denver Nuggets hosting the New York Knicks. We know the Knicks have had a really nice season. They're getting into the playoffs. It's just a matter of seeding at this point. What would a win tonight do for them going into Denver facing off with the MVP? Will they pull it out? We'll have to find out. Ask Brett Levy, our producer. He joins me next as we take a look at this game against the spread over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Second hour of the show coming up, we'll hear from Dusty Baker, manager of the Houston Astros. Stay on the grid. We'll be back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great matchup in the NBA tonight. As could it be a NBA Finals preview? I don't know. That may be a little bit of a stretch, but it is a really good game between two teams that are basically top five seeds in the NBA. We bring in our producer, Brett Levy, to get a pick against the spread tonight as the New York Knicks are on the road at the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets only a 3-point favorite in this game tonight. That tells you how good the Knicks are playing. And the total is 214.5. These odds courtesy of the FanDuel Sportsbook. So, Brett, Put on your money cap tonight. Make some money for everybody out there tonight. Who do you like? Knicks plus three, Denver minus three, or maybe a total?
Yeah, Craig, we had a tough one last night. I picked the Nets and the under in that Bucks game, so that was rough. But the nice thing about the NBA is there's a game every night, and we get to come back and do it again today. The Knicks, like you said, go and play out in Denver. It is a tough environment to play in Denver, but the Knicks are unbelievable when Derrick Rose is on the floor, and he is supposed to be playing tonight. So I'm going to take the Knicks against the spread here with the 3 points. You know, Denver's injured. They're a little beat up. Obviously, Jokic is the MVP player that we've been watching all year. He's an unstoppable force, but Julius Randle's been really good as well this year. He's a formidable big. You know, the Knicks do have some size and some shot blocking with Nerlens Noel. So I could see the Knicks just fighting their way through this thing, keeping it close. Maybe they claw out a win. Maybe they lose a close one. But the 3 points is too good to pass on the Knicks, I think.
All right. So Brett's going to take the points tonight with the Knicks and Denver Nuggets. Interesting matchup, I think, tonight. Really good game tonight. I'm not going to be at a baseball game tonight, so this will be one that I'll be able to check out. All right. Danger zone for me coming up, because we're going to be talking some hockey with George Kurtz in about 15 minutes from now. So my education is your education here on the show. That's coming up. Also, of course, we got Fantasy or Reality and the Sports Grid 60. We'll also hear from Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers on his injury. Back on the injured list, will you buy Christian Yelich in Fantasy even though he's on the injured list? I think an interesting question. We'll ask George. I'll have my opinion on that as well. All right, so hour one is in the books, but we have plenty more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.